The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Hey, Loren, today's a big day for you.
It is.
Congratulations. Tell everyone what's going on in your life.
So, baby Cash is going to his first day of Wii School.
Yay!
He is 2 years old, and he just turned two in October.
Is it really called Wii School?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's not preschool yet. It's Wii School.
That's cool, though.
Yeah. And we wanted to put him in something because we're still kind of battling that speech delay. And our speech therapist and our doctor said that maybe, you know, he'll be better suited to learn from other kids his age. When he sees them talking, he'll say, oh, well, they get what they want when they tell. So, you know, maybe I should start talking and learn from them as well.
You haven't had him in daycare.
No.
That's how Dean was too. Like a one-on-one nanny.
Right.
Right.
He's been with a nanny for 2 years. We've got him going for his first day. He only goes 2 days a week from 9 to 1. But I am so nervous. And maybe this is just me. I don't even know. But I'm like, what's the over-under that he gets kicked out?
No, my gosh.
He's not going to get kicked out.
Yeah, but here's my whole thing. Is like, Cash is, because he's speech delayed, he gets frustrated very easily when he can't tell you what he wants. Now, me as mom, I know what he wants half the time, so I can avoid the meltdown. But I am so afraid that he's going to get to class and, like, someone's going to take a toy away from him and he's going to just, I mean, lay himself out on the floor and be unconsolable.
They know how to deal with that. In fact, we have a kindergarten teacher that's
a preschool
on
teacher.
Oh, preschool, yes.
Yeah, preschool teacher. Laura and Rock Hill, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning.
Hey, Laura.
Hey, so, Loren, first of all, I just have to say, great job. I know it's not easy to send your two-year-old to school, but it really is important, especially, just to have some interaction with other kids on a regular basis. So that's awesome that you're doing that.
Thanks.
And he probably will fall out on the floor and have a meltdown, and that's okay, because that's what two-year-olds do. And like Roy said, that's what we're here for, is to help them out. But my biggest suggestion is, while he's still getting used to it, especially since he's only going 2 days a week, call in around 11 o'clock and say, hey, how's he doing? Can I have a picture of him? And maybe for the first couple of days, don't make him wait all the way until 1 o'clock. Maybe go pick him up at 11:30 or 12. Make it a little shorter the first couple of times if he's having a hard time.
Huh.
But if they're good teachers, or, you know, the director at the school, you should be able to call in and say, hey, you know, is he crying uncontrollably? Do I need to come pick him up? Or is he adjusting fine and he's okay and I should leave him? But they should send you pictures or something if they're, you know, if that's in their school policy. You should be able to check in on him and make sure he's doing okay for the first couple of days that he's there.
Yeah, so they do this cool thing where they have an album, and I'm not, because this is his first day, I don't know how often they update the album, but there are photos that they upload to the album, so you can see what they're doing. But I did ask the question, like, does he have to stay until 1 o'clock? And they made it sound like he should stay until 1. So I don't.
Yeah, well, and follow their guidelines, because as much as, you know, he is your baby, they do have a good reason for everything they do. And so, you know, they'll feed him. And I'm sure since he's new, they'll give him more hugs than everybody else. Send him with his lovey or one favorite little thing. Don't let him take a whole bag full of stuff, but something small that can remind him of you. Some moms will even, like, give them a little T-shirt or something that smells like them. They can hold on to.
Who's taking him, Dallas?
Dallas and my mom this morning.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah,
oh,
I figured since I couldn't be there, I wanted her to go. Although they're probably going to think they're husband and wife because my mom looks so young. and, you know, I say now, right now, they're like, no, just leave him there until 1 o'clock. And I'm like, oh, but you haven't seen him around nap time, which is around 11:30. You're going to be calling me.
Yeah. They might nap him, though.
No, they don't nap him. Yeah, they try to stretch him.
Is this a Dr. Phil boot camp he's going to? Or what?
No, but we've been doing a really good job prepping him for this schedule. So we've been trying to stretch him out and not let him nap until 2 in the afternoon now, which will be when he
gets
home from school.
Hey, Laura and Rock Hill, thank you so much for what you do. Being a teacher,
yes,
we love you.
Thank you.
Enjoy your full week off next week after the winter storm, okay?
All right.
Yeah, down there in Rock Hill. Nobody's going
thank
to school
you.
Next week. Thanks. If this winter storm happens.
Yeah, I think it's still supposed to be north of us, right?
I mean, different models are saying different things.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Lorraine, I'm happy for you, and I know it's nervous, but I can't wait to hear about the first day tomorrow.
Thank you.
Do you want to hear from people?
Yeah, I'd love to.
On like what could possibly go wrong on the first day of school for a preschooler?
Yes, because it might make me feel better when somebody calls and says, hey, you got to go come pick up your kid.
All right, 704-570-9595, first day disasters. Producer Nicole says she has a horrible one. It happened at kindergarten. We'll get to all these calls in 5 minutes.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
Yay, it's a big day here on the MRL Show. Loren's son Cash is going to Wii School.
Yeah, his first day.
What could possibly go wrong, right, producer Nicole?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, there's so much.
There's a lot.
What happened on your first day?
So my first day of kindergarten, the whole day went fine, like at school and whatnot. It was afterwards, the way I rode the bus and the way that we figured out like what bus we wore is they had a piece of construction paper that had a color on it.
Okay.
And then on the bus, like on the doors, it had like a laminate of that color. So that's how you knew what bus you got on.
Whoa.
But they would line you up and they would say like, okay, bus purple. Yeah, and then you'd go in single file line, whatnot. So I thought that my construction paper was red. Apparently, it was magenta.
Oh.
Yeah, that's hard for
right?
a kid
like
that
I'm
young.
In kindergarten.
Yeah.
So I get on the red bus, and I fall asleep. You know, school's exhausting. And yeah. Next thing you know, the bus is, like, stopped, and no one else is on the bus.
Ooh.
They were cleaning out the bus. Like, 2 hours had passed.
Oh, no.
And meanwhile, like, I didn't know this, but, like, my mom and dad are at the school, like, freaking out.
Oh,
like,
I bet.
Because it, like, stops in front of my house. No one gets off.
Oh, my gosh.
Could you imagine?
So, I would go into, like, freak out.
Yeah.
Liam Nielsen, like, somebody took my kid. I'm going after someone.
So the bus driver is like, we're in the compound. Like, she's cleaning the bus. And she's like, honey? And so I woke up, and so she sees my construction paper in my book bag, realizes that I was on the wrong bus.
Aww.
So she drove me back to the school where my parents were with the principal freaking out. And then this point it's like 4 or 5 o'clock,
oh.
like getting dark.
I bet they never used magenta ever again.
Yes, you should be the reason why magenta gets taken off our color spectrum.
I still don't even know what magenta is.
Me neither.
Oh, man.
But Amanda thinks I'm colorblind anyway. Oh, my gosh. Did your parents recover nicely?
Good. I don't know right. how they did. I mean, because they had been so excited to see her. The school bus leaves, no child.
Yeah. I want to, she left already, but I want to know if she ever rode the bus again.
Well, that'll be a Facebook exclusive on KISS 95.1 Facebook page. You can go watch MRL TV there live.
All right, Nikki and Charlotte, you are live with the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hi, guys. So my first day of school, I was terrible. I thought that if I got really mad at my mom when she dropped me off, I like held onto her leg and was screaming, and it took 3 teachers to pry me off of her because I had a death grip.
Aww.
And then all throughout the day, I was really just evil to everybody.
Yeah.
I was throwing things at other kids. I was like, I hit the teacher when she tried to get me down for a nap. I was really mad, and I like thought that if I was bad enough, I could go home.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't have to go back. Well, that didn't really work out because my grandma was the closest and they knew it. And so my grandma came to pick me up. And I don't think anybody's ever got whooped like I got whooped the whole way home.
Oh, my God. Thanks, Nikki.
See? The man, they'll handle some punches. It's fine.
One more.
They can handle an attack.
One more before we get into your dirty. I think this is going to be better. I really do. I have a good feeling.
All Amber right. and Rock Hill, welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hi. Good morning, y'all.
Hey, Amber.
It's about my oldest son. He is high-functioning autism with Asperger's syndrome. So I understand your hesitation and your reservation with Cash and his speech and everything, because they do get frustrated extremely easy around simple tasks that they're not used to doing.
Mm-hmm.
But we had decided to put him in a private preschool and everything, where we paid for the weeks and all that good fun stuff. And 3 days in, he got really frustrated with his teacher and couldn't express himself, so he took his shoe off and threw it at her. And then, so she goes and gets the principal. He gets really frustrated with the principal, proceeds to take his other shoe off and throw it at her.
Oh, no.
So then we get a phone call to come get him. But we, of course, you know, explained it to him, what he was doing and everything. But in a way, I think it was somebody in a way of intervening, because we actually found a better school because they told us we couldn't come back.
Oh my gosh. Oh no.
Thanks, Amber. See, Lorenc, what can go wrong?
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.